Hey, good Thursday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Detheridge. Just because you're a United States Senator doesn't mean you should always expect to get on every guest list. Well, at least that was a lesson Senator Ted Cruz of Texas learned the hard way at a Nine Inch Nails gig outside of Dallas last night. You know, maybe it's the union of musicians. Cruz recently, you might have heard, defeated Democrat Beto O'Rourke, a guy who once played with members of the Mars Volta and at the drive-in. Well, frontman Trent Reznor told the crowd that the Republican was trying to get on the guest list for the show that night. Reznor said he told Cruz to, well, you can probably guess. Trent also threw more shade at Cruz, adding that he got on a Nine Inch Nails guest list a few years back successfully, and that he, quote-unquote, drank all the beer and was a pain to be around. Ouch. Well, she was the inspiration behind some of his most beloved songs, like Bird on a Wire and, obviously, So Long, Marianne. And the days before she passed away in 2006, Leonard Cohen sent her a letter saying, "I think I will follow you very soon." Leonard died 4 months later. Now, the epic love story of Cohen and Marianne Elin is the subject of a new documentary that will premiere at Sundance next year, Marianne and Leonard, Words of Love. It's directed by Nick Broomfield, who previously made docs on Nelson Mandela and Kurt Cobain and Courtney Love. Phoebe Bridgers has shared a new cover of Omaha, Nebraska band McCarthy Trenching's Christmas song, and she enlisted not only a haunting parlor piano for it, but Jackson Brown for some guest vocals. Bridgers writes that the first time she heard the song, it hit her like a ton of bricks, which she says is the effect a lot of McCarthy Trenching songs have on her. Bridgers played a Christmas song live at an LA show last year, and Jackson Brown happened to be there, and he told her backstage how much he loved the song, and hence the guest vocal down the line. In between, Brown went on Bandcamp.com, paid $50 for the original song, and wrote a lovely note to McCarthy Trenching, according to frontman Dan McCarthy. On this day in music history, November 29th, 2001, the soulful and spiritual conscience of the Beatles, George Harrison, succumbed to lung cancer. And that's a wrap for music news for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Detheridge. Rock on.